So for several years now, there have been something called the draft articles on the prevention and punishment of crimes against humanity. And those are being looked at by the Sixth Committee of the United Nations with the hope that they can move to formal negotiations to establish a crimes against humanity treaty. Now, not everyone is aware of this, but while there is a convention on genocide and also the Geneva Conventions on war crimes, there has never been an actual convention on crimes against humanity, which is a major gap in international law to ensure the prevention and punishment of those crimes. This effort seeks to address that gap so that there are more tools to ensure that there is accountability for crimes against humanity and to encourage against their commission. And as part of this process, civil society from around the world, more than 300 civil society groups and leading human rights experts have today issued a statement calling for governments over the coming months to show support for these articles to be formally negotiated into a crimes against humanity treaty. And I think it's really significant that we see groups have come on board from across Africa, from Asia, from the Middle East, to signal they want to see governments stand up for prevention and punishment of crimes against humanity and are looking to governments to show their support for this to enter into formal negotiations for a treaty.
But Elise, there's the International Criminal Court. There are other international bodies that deal with crimes against humanity.
Yep.
What's the difference here?
Great question. So the International Criminal Court is dealing with criminal prosecutions, individual criminal responsibility for genocide, war crimes, and crimes against humanity. That is one tool. It's an essential tool in the arsenal of tools to combat against these crimes. But this treaty, if it is to be negotiated into a treaty, will allow for a broader recognition of the criminality of crimes against humanity and impose, create, expressly provide an obligation on states to prevent and punish these crimes. So it really expands the tools in the toolbox to ensure that these crimes are not tolerated around the world.
While I have you on the line, let me talk about, you noticed that recently there have been some movement in Liberia where they've been talking, I'm sure you have been following, about the need for a war and economic crimes commission.
Absolutely, absolutely. Over many years, I worked at Human Rights Watch to support justice for atrocity crimes in Liberia. And in my new role at the Global Justice Center, which works for gender equality and ensuring justice for sexual and gender-based crimes, we are very glad to see that the new president has signaled his support for Liberia to at long last create a war crimes court to prosecute the atrocities committed during Liberia's civil conflicts, including two back-to-back civil wars in which sexual and gender-based crimes were rampant. It's been really important to see the president stepping forward. He noted that he will seek advice and support from the United Nations to move a court forward and establish an office within his government to advance the creation of a court. This proposal for a court has been pending since 2009. This could really be a breakthrough from what the president is saying. And now we look to the president to move ahead with actually establishing that office and working with the United Nations so that victims of atrocity crimes, particularly those who have survived sexual and gender-based crimes in Liberia, can have access to justice for those crimes at last.
Elise, thank you. So nice to talk with you.
Thanks. So nice to talk with you as well. Take good care.